Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you? Wow, going to be an epic program today. I have a world-class A-list lineup for you today. I'll get to that with you in just a second here. But first things first, I want to welcome you inside the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. Across the country, we're taking over America's airwaves now in hundreds of cities around the nation. And I want to remind you that, and I don't want to tell you why I'm reminding you this. Let's just say I got a couple emails. And when I say a couple, I mean literally two emails. But they were both enough to satellite radio moment word me. Okay? They both were. And I'll tell you why. Because I've talked about it in the past and it angers me. But I'll get there in just a second. We have a lot of triage, a lot of stuff going on out there this week. A lot happening. And I sat and I looked at it throughout the week. I talked about a lot of it on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program. And I did the triage thing and I thought, what's the most important story to open this monster program with in hundreds of cities across the country? Because it is a monster cast for a reason. I'm going to cover all of this with you. Oh, you know, before I get going, one more important way. Today's my mom's birthday and I want to tell my mom. I hope she's not listening to me right now. I hope she's doing something fun with my dad. But if she is, Mom, you know I love you to death. We've all told you happy birthday today, but I hope you enjoy that beautiful, balmy Southwest Florida weather today. See you soon. The Monster Cast. Let's start there. Then I'll get to the triage. The Monster Cast is a Monster Cast for a reason. That's why I call it that. Because it started as a program heard inside the perimeter of Atlanta 10 years ago, April 26th this year. In what, about 5 weeks or so, 6 weeks, we'll mark the official 10th year anniversary. Well, of course, we're already in our 10th year. And the day after that, we begin our 11th year on the 27th. But nonetheless, this thing exploded, and it exploded for a reason. And it grew from a one-hour show heard inside the perimeter of Atlanta on our great affiliate, AM 920, The Answer, to hundreds of stations across the country in a very short span of time, and exploded to 3 hours. And it's still not enough time, and there's a reason for that. And that's where that was the crux of a couple of the emails I got today, or a couple days ago, anyway, saying, man, you know, I hate the politics that you have to talk about all the time. My response is, what do you want me to do? Talk about reloading supplies and reloading dyes for 3 hours? It ain't working that way, pal. If you want to blame the politics of guns on anybody, you blame it on the party that is trying to destroy your rights and that has politicized your right to bear arms. And that ain't me, pal. Okay, now the letters didn't accuse me of that. They were very nice letters. They were just saying that they hated the fact that we had to talk about these things all the time and defend freedom. And that's unfortunate. I wish that wasn't the case. But in fact, it is the case. And if we didn't defend it, we'd be walked all over. And I'll tell you why. Because after I did the triage, and I went back and I listened to some of the opening comments that I made on my daytime show, which now, by the way, this voice in this radio program is heard 7 days across America, sometime, some hour of the day, almost 24 hours a day across America. Damn proud of that. Believe me, you're glad that this voice is out there. I can promise you that. But I looked back and I thought, what was the most important story of the week? And I'll tell you what it was. Michael Bloomberg was the most important story of the week. The obnoxious New York City mayor and multi-billionaire funder of everything gun control, who has removed his hat from the presidential contender ring. I'm going to cover this the way I did on the daytime show because I want you in hundreds of cities around the country who might not have heard that, I want you to hear it now. Because we think that Bloomberg, since he's out of contention as a presidential contender, we've talked about it here on the program. I told you, I warned you about Bloomberg. So I breathed a sigh of relief when I found out that he wasn't going to run. I thought, whew. Like you, I felt that's great news for America's gun owners. We dodged a bullet. Now we can rest easier. No, not so fast. We can't, and I'll tell you why. Because no matter what you might think of the Pied Piper of orange T-shirt clad loudmouth screecher gun haters, no matter what you might think of him, and I have a pretty good idea of what you think about him, he is not a stupid man in any way, shape, or form. He did not create a fortune estimated to be nearly $55.1 billion. It's higher than that today. That's what it was this morning when he woke up. It's higher than that today. He didn't do that because he's a dummy. He's a brilliant guy who knows how to get things done. And when it comes to getting things done relative to squashing your right to bear arms, nobody knows how to do it better than Bloomberg. And he knows that running for president would have slowed his anti-gun effort. You see, before he decided to announce that he wasn't going to seek the presidency, he had already pledged to spend $500 million of his own fortune to oust Trump. Now, you see, am I not supposed to tell you these things? Of course I'm supposed to tell you these things. In fact, his top advisor, Kevin Sheehy, told Politico when asked about the amount Bloomberg had pledged, and I quote, he said, "That'll get us through the first few months." $500 million. A half a billion with a B. Bloomberg knows that presidential campaigns and the candidates themselves are limited by laws that would hold him and his organizations back in the gun control arena. He knows that. It would stymie him. So he sat back and does what every brilliant business person does. He analyzed the situation based on facts, not emotion. That's what all great business leaders do. And he came to a conclusion. He concluded that he could do more to destroy the Second Amendment from the sidelines rather than as a candidate. And that's not speculation. He told us that. Here's what he said. "I know there's much more we can accomplish over the next 2 years, but only if we stay focused on the work and expand upon it. And the fact is, a national presidential campaign would limit my ability to do that. So as I've thought about a possible presidential campaign, the choice before me has become clear. Should I devote the next 2 years to talking about my ideas and record, knowing that I might never win the Democratic nomination? Or should I spend the next 2 years doubling down, think $500 million, and here doubling down on the work that I am already leading and funding and that I know can produce real and beneficial results for the country right now? See New Mexico, right? See Washington State, see Colorado, see Nevada, see Florida for that matter." He continued, "I've come to realize that I'm less interested in talking than doing. And I have concluded that for now, the best way for me to help our country is by rolling up my sleeves and continuing to get work done." What did Bloomberg just tell us? He said it flat out. He knows that a presidential campaign would limit his ability to do what he's currently doing. How do I know my assessment is right? Well, if he didn't get the nomination, he could just keep doing what he was doing. He doesn't even want to stop doing what he's doing for that brief time he's got to run. That's what he was thinking about. Because he thought, you know what, I might not get the nomination. Why take a year and a half off? You know, why take a year and a half off? Let me just keep pounding on the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. And let me fund it the way I am now. Why take a year and a half off? You have to understand what he said prior to that statement to put all of this in context. He said, "I believe I would defeat Donald Trump in a general election." So here is a man sitting on top of hundreds of millions of dollars he wants to spend, okay, who thinks he can defeat Donald Trump in a general election but chooses not to run. Why? Does it make sense to you yet? I'll tell you why in just a second. But there's a couple other key words that you have to keep in mind in that quote I just gave you. And those two words are doubling down. When a guy worth $55 billion has already pledged a half a billion and doesn't want to win the White House so he can double down, you'd better be paying attention to what he's saying. Oh, and let's go back to that, "I believe I would defeat Donald Trump in a general election." So here's a guy who thinks he would win the presidency. Who says it? "I believe I'd beat him." And we all know the president is, what do we call the president? the most powerful man in the world. So here is a guy who believes he would become the most powerful man in the world and said a presidential campaign would limit his ability to do what he wants to do. The next time you hear some TV pundit or even a close relative, as I said to my daytime listeners last week, refer to the president of the United States as the most powerful man on earth, consider this. There's a guy sitting on top of a ton of cash in New York City who disagrees with that assessment. He can be more powerful than the president. That's what he just told us. And guess what? That guy hates your guns. I'll be back with the Alan Corwin experience and get his commentary right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, don't forget to head over to Armed American Radio Facebook page. I've got the Facebook post pinned up to the top. The gun box, the giveaway is going on right now. Okay, next weekend, Rob Simpson from the gun box will be here. We're going to pick a random name and give away a gun box on the air next week. This thing is beautiful. We talk about a beautiful gun storage piece of equipment. This is it. More about that later. Let's go directly to my first guest, the Alan Corwin Experience, for the remainder of the hour. Alan, welcome to the program, my friend. It's always great to have you here. Of course, I have a lot I want to cover with you today, but I want to start with that Bloomberg, and I want to get your opinion on my commentary. I found it fascinating that Bloomberg basically told us, I believe I can be the most powerful man in the world, but I don't want to because I can do more over here. Tell us what you think.
Mark, you've told me that when I come on your show, you have an easy time because I can just run off at the mouth and you don't have to prepare. Well, now the tables are turned because I thought about all the things that have to be talked about, and you've thrown such a live hand grenade in my lap. This guy Bloomberg is the antithesis of what America needs. He's out to destroy the country, and he doesn't need the presidency to do it. That is absolutely stunning. Mark, if you keep doing what you're doing for another 2 or 3 years, you'll get good at it.
Well, I'm going to take that as a compliment. I know you
it
well enough to know.
It is a compliment.
I'm taking that as that you understand my assessment and the way I read into what he said. I found that fascinating.
Mark, and that was brilliant. That was absolutely insightful and deep, and you nailed it. This guy can do better out of the presidency than in, and he didn't telegraph it. He said it in so many words. That is the
what
kind
do you
of
think about I, that?
Well, I don't know how true it is, but the way the funding is set up and the way politics are set up, it may well be true. He is singularly focused on disarming the public because he understands that while we're armed, we pose a counterbalance to the government. That's why the founders have us armed. It ain't about duck hunting, but it's not about self-defense either. It's about a balance of power to prevent tyranny. We're armed, they're armed. That keeps us peaceful and the most amazing country on the face of the earth. There's none other. And when they compare us to Australia, Switzerland, France, anybody, we're America because we're all armed. He knows that, and he can't be the tyrant he wants to be and run the country like the emperor of the world while we're armed. And so they're disarming us sequentially, incrementally. They're subarming us. We can have machine guns, and you can have your single-shot AR-15, and we don't want you to have that either. If you got a plastic bump stock, then your AR-15 is automatically an illegal weapon, and it doesn't matter that infringement is banned, we're going to infringe you. He gets this, and he's doing it to us, and it's horrific. But I got a secret for you about the presidency.
Tell me.
Oh, you want to hear it?
I want you to tell me a secret. Remember, it's just between me and you, not the 250 stations that are tuned in.
And congratulations on that, Mark. You have done quite a job. And like I said, another 2 or 3 years and you'll start getting good.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I'm hopeful that that's true.
Well, you never stop getting better, a guy like you. And you have reached such a pinnacle. I don't want to blow too much smoke up your skirt. And with gender fluidity, I think I can make that statement. But the presidency is being fought over now in a way that it never has been before. It used to be kind of politics as usual. But now with youngsters screaming for the presidency before they have any wisdom that comes with age and before they're part of the machinery of American politics, we're going to have... They say there's 20 people running for the Democrats. It's not true. There's over 300 people who have filed papers to run for the presidency. You wouldn't know that to follow the news because they don't report anything true. There's a bunch of high-profile people running, and they're all going to duke it out. But here, I don't make many predictions, but here's a prediction. Once the smoke clears and we get closer, Oprah Winfrey is going to step forward and say, I've decided to run, and the youngsters and the lefties with their hair on fire are going to jump up and down, foam at the mouth, Oprah, Obama, Obama, Oprah. And Oprah will run. She's black. She's female. She's got billions, and she knows how to run a book sale and a TV show, and she'll come out with videos that will be so stunning that everybody else will get their butts kicked. Kamala Harris, are you kidding?
But that's fascinating. Let me tell you why I believe that's fascinating. You're not hearing me discount what you're saying at all. Nobody, there's nothing surprising to me on the lunatic clown posse run left right now. Nothing.
And what they are lunatic posse.
They're off the chain. But
surprises like that, then they would get their butts kicked because America's not going to go down that path. There's no voice of reason there. But somebody could step up at the last minute. So what do you think?
Well, you know, what you did in essence, and you didn't know this because you didn't know I've talked about this in the past, unless you were tuning in, maybe you did, but I believed that Bloomberg, and I also believe Biden, and I'm just throwing names out there, but Bloomberg, let's take him, because he just told us last week that he wasn't going to run. Prior to that, I made the comment that Bloomberg is going to come off as a moderate, while the other 20, 30, or 40 lefties duke it out to out-left themselves during the campaign, Bloomberg's going to sit back and come off as a moderate who can say he ran New York fairly well as a Republican and literally come off smelling like a moderate as they out-left each other. Oh, I believe that what you just said, I believe Oprah Winfrey can do the same thing. So I don't discount what you said. I think that there's truth to that.
It doesn't matter because the Ocasio-Cortezes and the other flaming, colored hair, pin-nose crazies who are following each other on their cell phones, because that's all they got in the terms of reading material, are not going to go for a white guy with white hair as part of the establishment. It's just not going to happen. They're going to push the entire Democrat Party that has no adults in control way to the left. But rather than speculate on politics and do what I tell my media students, that if somebody's on TV and they say, I think that's a tell, like in poker, and they're saying something they don't know, excuse me, nobody can predict the future. I gave you a prediction that's a speculative, Corwin said, blah, blah, blah. If it comes true, hey, Corwin said. And if it doesn't come true, hey, we're having a nice time on a Sunday night.
Nobody's going to hold that against you. We're getting ready to go to a break. And when we come back, Alan, a lot of stuff I want to talk with you about.
We're going to talk about beer and guns. We're going to talk about background checks and the safety rules and a lot of important things.
And a number of sheriffs around the country in multiple states defying their governors and attorneys general. And I find that to be fascinating. I really want to get your opinion on that as well. Lots to cover with the Alan Corwin experience. And, yeah, we won't hold you on that. I don't think you're nuts on that prediction. Whether she does it or not, the basis of where you're formulating that prediction from is 100% accurate. I'll be back with the Alan Corwin experience. We got a great show lined up for you. Boy, AWR Hawkins next. Don't go away. Okay, gun lovers, here we go. If you want to win one of the most popular and advanced 1911s on the market, listen up. I've teamed up with my good friends over at the USCCA to give you 7 chances to win $1,123, the exact amount you need to buy this very special gun. Which 1911 is it? Here are some hints. To start, it's lightweight and easy to shoot, making it one of the most popular 1911s to carry concealed. It boasts night sights, G10 grips, and comes in a beautiful flat dark earth finish. Want to see for yourself? Simply text ARMED to 87222 right now to reveal this gun and instantly lock in your 7 free chances to win it. That's ARMED, A-R-M-E-D to 87222. It's simple, quick, and 100% free. But your opportunity is slipping away because this giveaway ends Friday, March 22nd. So text the word ARMED to 87222 right now for the official rules and lock in your 7 entries before it's too late. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back. The USCCA, our great sponsor in Wisconsin, wants to give away to you, seven chances to win $1,123. Why? How? All you have to do is text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to the number 87222. Please do not do that while you're driving. Please pull over. Be safe, please. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. And that will unlock the gun, the 1911, the very special 1911. You'll see it there. I won't tell you what it is. I do know what it is, but it's no fun if I do that. You want to go see it, and you will unlock seven chances to win the $1,123 to buy that gun from the USCCA. But you have until the 22nd. Of this month to do that. All right, so you got about 12 days left. So let's get on it. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Also, don't forget to visit facebook.com/armedamericanradio. Visit Armed American Radio on Facebook. Like and share the post that is pinned to the top. And your name is, that's the gun box post, to win a free gun box. And if you do that, your name is entered. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a couple hundred names in there. It's growing, and it's going to grow between now and next week, but the odds, we're not talking about Powerball odds here, okay? There's a good shot you could win this, pun intended. All you have to do is like and share the post. That puts your name in there, and bam, next week, live on the radio, this broadcast, we will pull the winner, and that individual will get a $260 gun box for free. So please, don't miss these fun opportunities. Lots of fun. All right, let's go back to the Alan Corwin experience. Before I do that, before the break, I made the comment. I said, A.W.R. Hawkins will be here. A.W.R. Hawkins will be here in the next hour. And then in the third hour, we will be talking with Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon. A stellar Class A lineup today. Let's go back to the Alan Corwin experience. Alan, you had a number of things you wanted to go into. Let's have a spontaneous conversation, and I'll turn it over to you. Where do you want to go next that you that the Alan Corwin experience feels is important?
My God. Well, let's work you, Mark, because you're really good. If you're dead drunk, I mean really smashed, should you be able to walk around carrying a firearm?
Well, you trying to get me in trouble on my own radio show?
Yeah, I've done that before, and it's always been a good joke.
I would say it wouldn't be the responsible thing to do.
Okay, so you're really drunk, and you went out, you're carrying discreetly, you're not illegal in any way, shape, or form, you've got your 9mm Glock, fully loaded, normal capacity magazine, 17 rounds, you got two extra magazines with you, and you just happen to stumble into an old friend, you go visit his house. He takes out a bottle of wine, another bottle of wine, you drink all this stuff, and you're really smashed. Can you walk home?
Well, I would say yes, you could walk home.
Can you drive home with a friend driving?
If the friend was driving, sure you can.
So you're really drunk, but you've got a gun.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay?
I would say it's irresponsible, but I don't think you're brave. Well, it depends on whether what the laws are in your state.
I don't know. Well, I don't know if there's a state that bans you from possession of a firearm if you're drunk. Should there be?
I don't know. You're quizzing me. There are a number of different state laws that I'm aware of. For example, going into a particular bar or going into a bar in a particular state is illegal. If you have, for example, in your state of Arizona, constitutional carry, you cannot. Permit, you can. You cannot drink while you're in there. If you happen to blow X amount over, if you're drinking while you have a firearm, you can be charged. But, yeah, I mean, that it varies from state to state. My recommendation would be don't be irresponsible. If you're going to go out and get plastered, don't carry a firearm. That's the way I would leave it.
Okay. So, I don't want to say I set you up, but you haven't thought about this very much, and neither have many people, and I know there's a lot of people listening. The real question is this. Does your right to keep and bear arms evaporate because of alcohol?
The answer to that is no.
Okay, so you can be dead drunk and have your gun.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
If an individual is at home, dead drunk, and their gun is in their safe or wherever the case it may be, maybe they don't have kids, maybe it's on top of the refrigerator, maybe it's in the nightstand drawer, maybe it's in the drawer between the end table drawer. Doesn't the same thing apply?
You're warming up to the subject, and the listeners are now entranced because this is a really interesting subject. The left would like to ban guns if you're drunk, and in some states they've got it. The blood alcohol level that makes you unqualified to drive ought to make you unqualified to be in possession of a firearm. But then that means the Bill of Rights evaporates if you have beer. Because right now you can't go into a restaurant, by and large, changes state to state, but you can't, in my state of Arizona, use that as an example, you can't walk into most restaurants if they serve alcohol and you're in possession of your property, your gun. Now, you can't drink under certain narrow circumstances if you jump through a hoop and there's a red line and it's a Tuesday. You can go. I'm joking about Tuesday, of course, of being metaphorical. You can go into the restaurant, but you can't drink. But in most cases, you can't even go into the restaurant. So if you're armed, you can't eat. So they've associated alcohol with firearms and banned the Second Amendment if there's a place that serves liquor. You can't drink, but you can't even go in. And you brought up the next step. So you mean you can get dead drunk if you're home and you own a gun or it's in the safe or it's loaded or it's not loaded or it's right in front of you in front of the TV. So you're watching the Super Bowl and you have a proper amount of beer. What's that, 12 cans, bottle of scotch, 12 beers and wash it down with scotch or the other way around. Is there, and in Arizona, you know what it takes to be drunk on the road? Impaired to the slightest degree. That's where the drunk driving people got shrunk to. It's not 0.15. It's not 0.08. It's impaired to the slightest degree. So why wouldn't that apply to guns? They're dangerous.
Well, you know, you're getting into, and I know how the mind of Alan Corwin thinks, and I understand where you're going with this completely, because I do, I know, and these are, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, this is where Alan and I will sit sometimes at venues across the country and have fascinating conversations. Like when Alan walked up to me, for example, listen, I'm talking directly to you. When Mr. Corwin walked up to me in the lobby of the Hyatt in Orlando a number of years ago, getting close to 7 or 8 years ago, damn near a decade ago, walked up to me and said, "Hey, Mark, Jefferson was wrong. Jefferson was wrong." And I said, "What are you talking?" And the next thing you know, we had this philosophical conversation for about 2 hours about why Jefferson was wrong. The point that I'm trying to make is, let me give you two different state laws. In the state of Georgia, for example, you can openly carry a sidearm into a bar and order a beer with no legal consequence whatsoever and drink that beer all you want. You can drink a hard liquor drink. You can drink whatever you want. Now, of course, I'm not getting into the argument of what people believe to be responsible and irresponsible. I'm telling you that you can do that in the state of Georgia. I don't want to have that other conversation. That's
Mark,
we could go down a billion.
No,
but no, wait. Now, in Florida, you have to have, you cannot walk into a portion of an establishment that is dependent on sales. For example, if you walk into an Applebee's, you can't sit in the bar and eat, but you can sit in the restaurant over there and eat and have your sidearm and have a beer. So,
but let's get to the nub. Let's get to the nub of
this. Well, the nub is the constitutional aspect of this, of what you're talking about, and I know where you're going with that because I know how you think, and
it's
it is a very deep conversation.
It's even more than that. If you're dead drunk and a guy tries to kill you and you shoot him in a clean shoot, there's nothing wrong. And
no.
If you're perfectly sober and you try and shoot a guy trying to kill you and you miss and hurt somebody, you're in a world of hurt. The drunk is not a part of it, but associating inebriation with the right to keep and bear arms is a very dangerous end run around our rights. And the left is trying to do anything they can to separate us from our guns. So the way they've done it with drugs is if you possess drugs, you can't possess your firearm. And they're moving to that with beer. If you're drunk, then you can't have a gun. I mean, it's only common sense. What constitutes drunk? 0.08, the driving standard? They want to associate guns.
That becomes man-made law versus natural law. We're getting ready to take a break. And listeners, put it in perspective now on the form 4473. If you admit to smoking marijuana and you have a medical marijuana card, you're not going to walk out of that gun shop with the gun. We'll continue the conversation in another direction with Mr. Corwin when we come back. Don't go away. Okay, gun lovers, here we go. If you want to win one of the most popular and advanced 1911s on the market, listen up. I've teamed up with my good friends over at the USCCA to give you 7 chances to win $1,123, the exact amount you need to buy this very special gun. Which 1911 is it? Here are some hints. To start, it's lightweight and easy to shoot, making it one of the most popular 1911s to carry concealed. It boasts night sights, G10 grips, and comes in a beautiful flat dark earth finish. Want to see for yourself? Simply text ARMED to 87222 right now to reveal this gun and instantly lock in your 7 free chances to win it. That's ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. It's simple, quick, and 100% free. But your opportunity is slipping away because this giveaway ends Friday, March 22nd. So text the word ARMED to 87222 right now for the official rules and lock in your 7 entries before it's too late. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches and numb arms at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, was a recent guest on my show talking about freedom. Mike found out I was a 2-year customer of his and has offered us a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and they're machine washable and dryable. And now, especially for Christmas, Mike is offering the 4-pack, 2 MyPillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for a special low price and free shipping. He's also extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Just go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358. That's 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by The Gun Box, biometric, keypad, and RFID gun safes. Quick access when you need it, safe storage when you don't. Visit thegunbox.com for more information and to select the best gun box for you. Use code AAR at checkout and get 10% off any order over $259. Welcome back. Wow, a little bit of Eddie Van Halen, an eruption bringing us back with The Gun Box. Don't forget, all you got to do is like and share the post on my Facebook page, Armed American Radio Facebook. Go there, like the Gun Box post, share it. Your name is in the running. You got a really good shot, pun intended, of winning the Gun Box. And don't forget to text the word ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. I want to real quickly read an email, then go back to Alan Corwin, the Alan Corwin Experience. "Well, the liberal media has a show on BET that I was channel surfing and came across. I was watching it for a while, and it focused on Stand Your Ground. The only thing they kept mentioning was the law allowing white people to kill blacks. No mention of legitimate self-defense. I'm constantly sickened by the lies the left uses to impede our Second Amendment rights. The left is constantly using race to get their anti-gun beliefs across. Myself nor any legitimate Second Amendment supporter believe race, religion, or any other identity other than legitimate self-defense has anything to do with Stand Your Ground laws. Please continue to educate responsible gun owners and legally fight in court anyone wanting to reduce the right to bear arms. I've emailed you before, and I love your show. I always listen to you when I'm on duty Sunday nights. As a matter of fact, I volunteer to work Sunday just to listen on the radio. Individual is a parole officer, and I will leave it at that. Thank you very much, Mr. Nameless. God bless you, too. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for that insightful email. If you want to read me, if you want to write me an email and maybe get it read on the air, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I love hearing your commentary when we're live on the radio, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Alan Corwin, the Corwin Experience. We're in our last segment already. It flies by. I want to take you in a different direction. Right now, we have sheriff's officers, or we have sheriffs across the country in many states. New Mexico, you're listening on a number of radio stations right now. Colorado, you're listening on a number of radio stations. Nevada, Las Vegas, and other places. Las Vegas, you're listening right now. Washington State, we have expanded background check laws, closing loopholes. We have now sheriffs, Alan Corwin, across the country. In New Mexico, 29 of 33 sheriffs.
stating, we're not going to enforce this. These are unenforceable. We're not going to do it. We now have attorneys general in states in Nevada, New Mexico, and Washington pushing back, writing letters of, oh, yeah, you will, and governors supporting their attorneys general in these states. This is remarkable to me, the pushback to these anti-gun laws from elected officials around the country. What do you make of it, Alan, and where's it going to take us?
The country is breaking down. We're seeing it all around us. And as the Democrats move further and further from the rule of law and the Constitution and the principles that have made us the greatest country in the history of the planet, we're seeing sanctuary cities and law officers who don't want to enforce illegal laws. The whole idea of background checks is so bogus, so bogus. And the mainstream media that controls the narrative won't reveal how bad it is. You know why there's such a screaming intolerance for or demand for background checks? It's because the children at Parkland High School want to stop their classmates from murdering and massacring other classmates. It's all the kids yelling, we need background checks because of the massacres. Background checks don't affect the massacres. Why are kids going psychotic? None of the kids who went and killed their fellow students had anything to do with background checks. But they've been misled into thinking if we had better background checks, the massacres would stop. They're not even related. The kids can't think straight. And Democrats are taking advantage of this. So people with brains, like law enforcement officers that you're describing, are saying, we're not going to enforce this. How will writing down the names of 12 million honest gun buyers stop the jihad, stop the psychotics, stop the lunacy? It won't. It simply won't. How will limiting us to 10-round magazines stop anything? It will not. How will getting a murderer finally to walk into a retail store and say, I want to buy a gun, and he's got a record of murders, escapes, rape, arson, and whatever the record is, that the store owner has to say, I can't sell you a gun, you're wanted as a fugitive in two states. He, of course, doesn't say that. The FBI looks it up and says, the guy's wanted in two states, and he's a serial rapist. Tell him denied. That's all the store owner hears is denied. So the store owner tells the guy with $1,000 in cash, you're denied. And the guy walks out of the store with his money, wanting a gun with $1,000 in cash. And now that's the system these kids want? That has accomplished something? Do you know in the ghettos where all the murders are occurring, they rent guns to each other? You want a gun, you want to go kill somebody, you give a guy money and you rent a gun and you go kill somebody and then you give the gun back. And is anything being done about that? Do the kids know this? Are they doing anything to stop that? For the 6,000 real murders that are going on in the inner cities, the Democrat-controlled inner cities, for the 6,000 murders, there's no murder trials. Have you noticed that? The news reports, oh, there were 65 shootings in Chicago last night or last weekend. It was a really hot weekend. 14 deaths. So first of all, guns aren't so lethal. There's lots of shootings, a smaller number of deaths. And what about the murder trials? Well, there was one police officer shot in the face, and we have a manhunt out to find the perpetrator. So if a police officer is shot, there's a manhunt. If a whole bunch of black people are shot, this is just a report and a statistic to prove that black lives don't matter. But then they'll march and say, Black Lives Matter. And the public doesn't get it. And Anderson Cooper sits there very stoic and reports like he's really telling you news. And he's basically brainwashing you, giving you pablum, misleading you. And this is what the country's come down to. So like you're saying, some sheriffs are going, I ain't participating in this nonsense anymore.
And, you know, the irony, Alan, is that when you read, and you probably have, you read some of the Attorney General's letters, which I have read, it fascinates me. And they're basically threats that you will do this. The people have spoken, and until the courts speak, it is my job, even though I don't like certain laws, that I have to uphold the law, and you need to do the same. The irony here is that no one will know.
simply because the sheriffs are correct. The laws are, in fact, unenforceable. No attorney general anywhere will know whether or not the background check law, for example, was enforced because there's no teeth in the law. Now, what that tells me is there's no way to enforce it because there's no registration scheme. So when we hear them say this is a good first step, of course, we know where they want to go. The sheriffs know that, too. And the fact is that the sheriffs are pushing back. The AGs can't do anything other than issue a threat, and nothing is going to be done about it. And I believe the sheriffs will pull this off because there's no way to know that a law wasn't enforced.
Well, I've written about this a lot on gunlaws.com, my website. People who go to gunlaws.com get the real news. I analyze the bills, and you'll find out that the Department of Justice has publicly made it clear the background check system doesn't work without a total registration system. If they don't know what you have now, they can't tell if you sold your guns, transferred
your
guns. And H.R. 8 that they just passed makes it a crime, not law yet, makes it a crime to hand your gun to somebody else.
That's correct. Alan Corwin, I have to stop you there, brother.
Sorry,
Gunlaws.com. No, it's perfect. It was a perfect time to edit. Gunlaws.com, Alan Corwin, the Alan Corwin Experience. Now you know why I named the segments with Alan after him as the Alan Corwin Experience. Thank you, Mr. Corwin, for stepping in today. I appreciate it very much. You know how I feel about you. Gunlaws.com. When we come back, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News will be here, followed by Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon. What a stellar lineup. Until we meet in the next half hour, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you in a second.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.